I don't like it because otherwise we've got no job.
Only with like the rise of more online shopping, it will eventually. I don't know if Amazon alone will make a big difference by itself, but I think the more that stores open online shops, the less the people are going to come into the store to buy things.
The hype around Amazon's imminent arrival in Australia has become something of a cliche and one with a doomsday flavour. But there are some people, apart from bargain hunting consumers, who are getting quite excited at the prospect of the giant retailer's arrival on the scene. Small at-home online sellers, for example. And at a higher level, companies that move money around the world, like Sydney-based company World First. Ray Ridgway is Managing Director of World First Foreign Exchange.
I think everybody does picture it as this big gorilla beating its chest, pounding away, and it's just going to come into the Australian market and just dominate everything. What people, I think, actually do forget is that Amazon is a marketplace. So what it is, it's almost a one-stop shop for all consumers and all people that actually want to sell products to actually meet and actually sell their products. So a lot of the products that Amazon sell is, in fact, sold by mums and dads behind the scenes. So it's not just Amazon. It's actually a lot of mums, dads, you know, youngsters, retirees, all selling their products on there.
So what Amazon has the potential to do is to change how money flows around the world. Now, for you, you're in the business of foreign exchange and helping people move money around the world. Is it an opportunity for you?
It's definitely an opportunity for World First. Basically, what you're going to have here in Australia is you're going to have all your local suppliers that are going to have this Amazon channel to start advertising from. At the same time, you're going to have international sellers that are going to that are already selling in the USA, Germany, for example, that when Australia, Amazon Australia opens up, they'll actually just instantly, you know, set themselves up with that. As long as there's an even playing field and those international sellers are, you know, charged their GST, it's not going to have too much of a disruption on that retail space. But it will help businesses such as ourselves, you know, actually transfer those money, that money back home for that international seller. I think the biggest winner ultimately is going to be the consumer in this market, which is yourself and me as an example. I think the industry has been, I would say, deprived of healthy competition for a number of years. And this is why there's such a big stir around Amazon. You know, Australians here pay a higher price than normal. If you compare products in the USA versus here, we definitely are charged more. We might, however, start seeing the local retailers starting to provide those services that actually make dealing with a retailer better. You know, having customer service, that'll probably come back because they've got to have some sort of point of differential against the price element that Amazon's going to be pushing. So you might see customer service improving, you might see speed of delivery, free postage, and package deals. So, you know, I'm quite excited that, you know, I might have a variety of products that I can actually pick from when shopping online.
So you don't see Amazon as a monster that will just basically suck up all the money, be the conduit through which everything flows?
No, I don't. And the reason I say that is, if you look at Amazon, their global workforce is about, you know, 342,000 individuals. They are going to be paying taxes here. You know, the GST element is in discussion with the ATO at the moment, so you know, that is going to make it a bit of an even playing field for all the retailers in the space. And more importantly, is it giving people, like the mums and dads that we work with at World First, the bricks and mortar stores that have been probably living in a world of probably 5 years ago, it's going to give them a new market and an avenue to actually find new products that are going to sell well here and actually dip their toe into the waters and actually make some money themselves.
It's just that Amazon runs the show.
Exactly. I mean, they are the business model that is trying to pull buyers and sellers all into one place. So, yes, they do run the show. I mean, this is a very interesting stat. We did a survey not too long ago, and I'll give you a couple of ideas that we thought were very interesting. Almost 50% of the surveyed community that we did, the online seller space, so this is anybody who is selling online, it's not their sole job that they're selling on Amazon. It's actually a part-time job or they have a full-time job. You know, that's 50% of the people. So people, it's not a main revenue stream for them, but it's an additional revenue stream. The other thing which is very interesting is 65% believe that they'll expand their business and eventually this will become a full-time job for them in the next 12 months. So that's, you know, quite a high number. And 80% of the surveyed people are confident that their business will grow this year. You know, when you're looking at positivity, I think people are actually starting to embrace it.
At a personal level, though, doesn't it worry you that people are going to be sitting at home shopping rather than going out, being in the fresh air, meeting other people?
Yes. I mean, I am a bit of an old school person as well. I'm a networker and a rapport builder. So, you know, outdoor living is what it's all about. But technology is moving so quickly that everybody's time poor. I like a touch and feel a product personally. Amazon's not going to win me over entirely. But I think, you know, there is elements of products that I buy online that I know, you know, would be fine for me not to touch and feel that product beforehand. So, yeah, I think they are just moving, and Australians need to move with the times a little bit.
So Ray Ridgway, Managing Director of World First Foreign Exchange, talking about the imminent and much talked about arrival of Amazon in Australia.